Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. August 27th, 2016. Every year about this time, I start counting not just the days, but the minutes, the seconds, until my next visit to see my parents in Mexico. They live in La Paz, Baja California Sur, which is the capital of Southern Baja. Now, partly this countdown is because my mother and I are very close, and we only get to see each other about once a year. But partly it's also because I'm getting low on some of the things I typically buy when I visit. My Mexican shopping trips began with vanilla. Mexican vanilla tends to be pure vanilla, without extra chemicals, and more importantly, without sugar. And it tastes amazing. But we were visiting Todos Santos one year when I found this store that sells pottery and ceramics in front, but sells artisan tequila and vainilla tequil, vanilla tequila, as well. Now, vainilla tequil is technically drinking vanilla. You can drink it by the shot, or you can pour it over ice cream or into coffee, and it's delicious. I, however, bake with it. I buy a liter bottle for myself and a few smaller bottles for friends and wrap them in plastic and pareos and stash them in my suitcase every trip. The price varies, but last October, a liter was about 500 pesos, about $30. The exchange rate has been really good for us and really sucky for Mexico the last couple of years. I think right now it's actually like 18.5 pesos to the dollar. If it's still that good in December, presents for everybody! After vanilla, I started bringing home Damiana crema. Damiana is a local plant, an herb, and when it's fermented, it uses a muscle relaxant, and when it's mixed with cream, it becomes a lovely liqueur, but very potent. Legend has it that Damiana is also an aphrodisiac, but I haven't really cataloged any data about that. I will say that in the tourist shops, you get little tiny bottles of Damiana in a bottle shaped like a naked woman, and it's kind of a cool novelty gift. More recently, my parents have begun frequenting their local farmers market, which takes place along one of the streets in the center of La Paz. I know that it's on Saturday mornings. I think they may have a weekday event as well. I don't remember. I don't keep track of these things. I do know that it's a really interesting mix of touristy stuff and local stuff. My parents buy pesto there and yogurt there, and it is so good because there's nothing in it. It's all homemade. But I go for the salt. See, there's this one vendor there who sells seasoned sea salt, and I always buy a bunch of it and take it home, and then I sort of eke it out in tiny bits over the next year so that it lasts. Except this year, I've been doing so much home cooking, I've run out of all my magic salt, and I haven't been able to reproduce my favorite kinds. I mean, even the salt bar at Central Market has been less than helpful. There are three varieties of salt that I typically buy. One is garlic and onion. One is onion, bell pepper, and black pepper with basil. And the third is this smoky, sweet salt with guajillo peppers in it. Guajillos are my favorite hot peppers. They're stronger than poblanos, but more savory than they are spicy, and they have this sort of berry undertone that does wonders for things like chili or empanadas. When we're in Mexico, my favorite food experience is actually tacos. There's a restaurant that has their grill out on the street, and the meat is Sonoran beef, and for four of us, we usually just get about a kilo, because it's less expensive buying it that way than it is to buy individual taco plates, and the food goes further. It's so good, served the way most Americans think of as fajitas, with lime and salsa fresca, and avocado, and grilled onion. And you're sitting outside, and you can see the water at the bottom of the hill. It's just really lovely. I know this part is going to disappoint Michael Butler, but none of us is a fan of Tecate. Instead, we pair our street tacos with either Negra Modelo or Indio. If you don't know Indio, it's a Mexican beer. It's technically a Martzen, an amber with a hint of spice, but it can be difficult to find in the United States, even in Texas, which shares a border. I didn't discover it until after we moved out of California, so I have no idea if you can get it at BevMo. My friend Clay keeps teasing me that I should start an import company just for vanilla, salt, and Indio beer, and there are moments when I fantasize about it. But mostly, I just like to stash what I can in my suitcase and blow my last pesos from every trip at the duty-free store in the airport, where I buy tequila, yes, but usually also this Irish coffee bourbon liquor thing called Sheridan's. But that's another story. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartel under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.